The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right, welcome to the Thunderbolt. This week's program originally aired on August 5th, 2017. Enjoy.
There's no good time to do it, by the way.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
Is it controversial to say? I guess it is. That the leader of this country is an idiot.
There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I talk all the time. Just spoke with the head of the FBI. We had a very nice dinner. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know? And at that time, he told me, I'll tell you this. No, I'm not doing that. I think that looking into me and the campaign, there's so many investigations. I want to get to the bottom. I said to myself,
then perhaps I'll deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
I've got something I want to play for you.
It's going to be the best.
According to Wikipedia,
I mean the mind boggles.
The Dunning-Kruger effect.
I mean the mind boggles.
Is a cognitive bias.
I mean the mind boggles. It is a plague, a plague, a plague.
Wherein persons of low ability.
It's men, women.
It's men and women.
Suffer from illusory superiority.
That's gonna go to 40. I mean, the mind boggles. It is a plague, a plague, a plague.
Blood, sex, and tears.
Mistakenly assessing their cognitive abilities.
Warning, this is
a plague, a plague, a plague.
As being far greater.
Warning,
than they actually are.
Help, help, help.
Gee.
It is a plague, a plague.
Have you ever met anyone like that? The cognitive bias of illusory superiority.
Pal.
It is a plague.
Derives from the metacognitive inability.
Pal.
Of low ability persons.
It is a plague.
To recognize their own ineptitude.
Hold on.
Without the self-awareness provided by metacognition,
it is a plague.
Low-ability people cannot objectively evaluate
a plague.
Their actual competence.
Warning, this is
a plague.
Or, more often than not, their actual incompetence.
No, sweetheart, wake up. It's all right, just a dream, a bad dream.
It's all right,
just a dream.
It is a plague.
So now you know.
It is a plague.
It's all right. Just a dream. A bad dream. Shh. Yes, I'm here.
The next time you see her, you can just tell your mother-in-law that she simply needs to acquire some metacognitive ability, and then everything will be all right. So this got me to thinking. Could it be that I suffer from the Dunning-Kruger effect my own self?
No anxiety.
Does the possibility exist that I have been entirely wrong in my analysis for this entire time?
Testing easy, meditating.
Is it possible? That just maybe the world is not about to descend into a fiery hell after all. Perchance, I am worried about the sky falling.
Primal memory kill.
Whilst actually,
easy.
It is just a light spring shower.
Programming kill.
Therefore, I have decided that this week I am going to break character and format by producing some thunderbolts that look at the sunny side of things. For instance, the fact that we have a bombastic, sexist, racist, misogynistic, idiot child bully. Not to mention someone who is literally a cartoon character. The fact that we have such a man as the President of the United States is so insane that I still can't even really wrap my head around it. And on the surface, that all might seem to be a minus. But let's look at the bright side of things. The rump seems like such a perfect and appropriate metaphor for the America that the machine has not only single-handedly created over the last 100 years, but has gone to such incredibly extraordinary lengths to mold and to shape into their own image. In light of all that, you could say that the rump is actually the absolutely perfect man to serve as the official face of America. And here is the trick to making lemonade out of this particular lemon. In order for this to work, all we need to do is to delude ourselves into believing that pure insanity is actually just normal reality. See, it's easy, kids. Just chill out. It's all good.
Ho, 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 and a couple of tra-la-las. That's how we laugh a day away in the middle of the land of Oz.
California State Assembly Speaker.
Are you ready?
Anthony Rendon, R-E-N-D-O-N, a Democrat,
out of control,
just turned himself a bunch of death threats, as well as a future cushy seven-figure job at some insurance company. By single-handedly killing a bill for single-payer health care in California. That, until he single-handedly killed it, had had momentum.
Time's up.
I would almost certainly have eventually passed.
Taken over.
Had not Mr. Rendon single-handedly killed it.
Revolution.
And in a shocking coincidence,
taken over,
that hardly anyone else is talking about,
taken over the asylum.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning, and freedom will be defended. I want to reassure the American people
that the full resources of the federal government will go to help in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
When I looked up who was paying for Mr. Rendon's services,
guaranteed worthless money,
I discovered
everyone knows
that in the category of finance, insurance, and real estate, these industries had contributed over $204,000 to Mr. Rendon's campaign coffers.
The lunatics have taken over.
Here is what you must understand, though. It is not quid pro quo.
Taken over the asylum.
It is quo pro quid. You see, when the quo comes before the quid, then that makes everything all right. So don't worry about it. Just be happy.
The lunatics have taken over the asylum again.
The rump has been seriously slack in appointing ambassadors to foreign embassies. And one of many things that other countries are freaking out about right now is that no one appears to be at home in the United States when it comes to the normal channels of everyday diplomatic communications. And filling these ambassadorships does not seem to be a top priority for the rump, who appears to be marginalizing the State Department, in fact, as well as the Secretary of State, by putting his utterly inexperienced son-in-law, who seems nearly as clueless as his father-in-law, by putting Jared Kushner, of all people, in charge of several of the most important, the most potentially explosive, and the most controversial foreign policy portfolios. And here is another example of the normalized insanity in which we now reside, and with which we are now governed. When the Danes learned that the Russians had successfully deployed an ex-Miss Universe contestant into the rump's inner circle, officials in Denmark subsequently queried their own Miss Universe contestant to see if she might have some inside connections with the rump, since the Danish officials had been unable to figure out any other way to get in touch with anyone over there. So actually, this is yet another piece of good news for foreign diplomats are coming up with creative ways in order to obtain the ear of our president. Some wish they would just take the whole dude rather than just his ear, but whatever. So you see, it's all under control, kids. Just light up a bowl and watch some cat videos or something. It's all good. You know, during the 1988 presidential campaign, George H.W. Bush created something of a kerfuffle when he used the pop song "Don't Worry, Be Happy" as his campaign theme song. It turns out, though, that the composer of "Don't Worry, Be Happy" was a Dukakis supporter. So during that campaign, I was living just outside Colorado Springs, Colorado, a major national center for right-wing nutcases, both secular and religious. And I had a custom campaign button made just for that campaign, complete with Bush's yellow happy face. But I changed the slogan to this: "Don't worry, be stupid." And now, kids, it is time to turn up the hearing aids and glue in some dentures, because the toothless old grandpa is waiting in the wings to rock out Geriatric World. Hey, Grandpa. I hope you're ready for the big time, because it's looking like the Thunderbolt may soon be airing on KAOS, which, unlike all the other stations we play on, is a major full-power radio station that a lot of people actually listen to. Yeah? Well, that does not surprise me in the least, since I've always known that I am a man of destiny. So if they're putting your show on their station, then they must have figured out that I make occasional appearances on your show, correct? Because I figure they're using this as a backdoor method of getting me onto their air. Frankly, I'm not even sure they know of your existence, Grandpa. Really? Why the hell else would they put your stupid show on a major radio station? Well, I do have a few fans of my own who like my bits, Grandpa. This is a cooperative effort, after all. Son, if you have not yet figured out your position in the grand scheme of things, then I guess it's just up to others to school you at this point. Yeah. Right, Grandpa. I always stand utterly awed in the light of your wisdom. So, what are you going to thunderbolt for us this week? Why don't we get to this? Well, I tell you what, son. Since you seem to be such a big fan of irony, I's got one for you right here. The only leading politicians in the United States today who have ever directly spoken out against American imperialism and interventionist wars are both Republicans: Rand Paul and Donald Trump. One of those two, of course, just won the presidency. but unfortunately, he is not being allowed to actually do anything about American imperialism and interventionist wars. And the warmongers are using the Russians as the perfect foil with which to tie his hands in this area. One of those aforementioned ironies is that probably the only relief that I found in the Rump winning that election was that he seemed to want to make peace with the Russians rather than starting World War III with them. Like the Democrats were obviously so hot to trot to do. And like the Democrats are still so obviously hot to trot to do. The Rump was especially critical of the Syrian intervention during his campaign, but now he is bombing Syria. And this act was one of the only acts he's ever done that has received any praise whatsoever from the media machine, who waxed downright poetic over the Rump's willingness to bomb people. In addition, the Rump did not so much win the last election as the Democrats lost it. Since the Democrats could never in a million years admit that they lost an election to someone with the mentality and education of an adolescent schoolyard bully, then they could shift the blame for their own utter incompetence onto the Russians. And they can thwart the Rump's withdrawal from foreign interventions. And they can nix his friendly overtures toward the Russians by demonizing the Russians. People on the left should take note of this complete marginalization of the Rump on foreign policy, because they seem to think that if we can only elect a truly progressive president, then everything will be okay. Well, that might be partially true, especially if this progressive president had a major movement at his back. Then a progressive president could indeed make some significant changes in domestic and in economic policy. And that is not nothing. But when it comes to foreign policy, American imperialism is bipartisan and set in stone. The president is pretty much helpless to do too much of anything about it. So Bernie Sanders, the supposed progressive candidate, ran on a platform that did not condemn American imperialism for for Mr. Sanders is actually quite fond of military funding and foreign intervention. He simply ran on a policy stating that the fruits of America's imperialism should be shared more fairly amongst U.S. citizens. Bernie Sanders even had to be seriously schooled about Palestine before he finally took the right stand on that issue. The U.S. Senate recently voted 97-2 to sanction Russia and Iran. And Bernie Sanders was one of those 97 yes votes. And in the House, Maxine Waters, the only member of Congress to vote against the Afghan intervention, an act which earned for her the highest level of political cred, as far as I am personally concerned, Ms. Waters has emerged as one of the most prolific of all of the Russian bashers. We need to get real about things that are actually real, kids. Grandpa, you never amaze to cease me.
That was nice, huh?
This.
Yeah. Well, son, I serve to live. And we's gonna take a quick station break. The Thunderbolt will be back in just a minute. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
All scenes you will witness may appear to border on fantasy.
Game and
yes, I was doing
smoking crack cocaine.
When ignorance was converted into knowledge,
our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. I don't suppose we could wait for some alien race to come down and threaten us. Perhaps we need some outside universal threat.
Well, hello, crazy people. It is time for the Thunderbolt.
This is Houston, say again, sir.
Your crazy look into our crazy world.
Chili Control here again. The reference in that conversation was bogey. It was more of a new reporting. Citing the bogey.
The Thunderbolt is proud to broadcast from the state of Washington, the proud home of the banana slug. Yes, kids, the Pacific Northwest is the only place you can find them. So how about we mount a movement for an official state slug? After all, the banana slug is not only colored a really cool psychedelic day glow yellow.
He was in a hospital in Jones County.
But it is the second largest terrestrial slug on the entire planet.
You said your friend came.
Yeah, man. We bad.
He remained alive in hospital, but he's okay now. He's You don't seem to be too...
Native Americans used to eat them, too.
The only way that I can explain it, when it's quite a bit younger than me, and Cavity never known much fear. But I've known fear a lot of times, and nothing like that. And I've known fear many times before. And it's fear that you can't even explain.
After promising not to invade Syria, the rump seems to be preparing to invade Syria. He even tried to pre-stage a false flag attack with a false flag warning of an upcoming false flag attack.
Riding on the range, I've got my hat. I've got my saddle on my horse. He's cold.
Check out.
Of course. I wanna be a cowboy.
He did this by revealing
a cowgirl.
Some of his infamous secret.
Be a cowboy.
Intelligence.
Cowboy.
And this secret intelligence,
I wanna be a cowboy,
was so secret, in fact, that even the American intelligence agencies claimed that they didn't know anything about it.
Riding on the check wagon, following my man. His name is Ted. Can you believe that?
Ted.
This super duper ultra secret intelligence stated that the Syrian government was preparing yet another chemical weapons attack upon Syrian civilians. So after the Obama set their house on fire, the rump has now barred the door and locked the Syrians into their little private hell on earth by refusing entry to the vast hordes of desperate refugees whose country was just utterly destroyed with American tax dollars. And the rump's deep concern for Syrian civilians is thus often well noted here in the Thunderbolt. However, if you want your peace of mind, and if you wish to continue with your happy, happy life, then this is what you must understand. Now that we've trashed Libya, Iraq, Yemen, and Afghanistan, an invasion of Syria would thus turn nearly the entire Middle East into a purely catastrophic monster mash of chaotic, violent anarchy, featuring mass butchery, rapery, and pillagery. And all of this comes along with the bonus gift of vast hordes of truly desperate refugees who are ripe for taking brutal financial advantage of. And as if that weren't enough, all of this also means that a lot of people will be buying a lot of American bombs and missiles. The one thing that we do still manufacture right here in the good old US of A. And when lots of people are buying lots of American bombs and missiles, then that is good for the American economy. And thus, it is good for the security of America. Or at least, for the security of Boeing. And the security of Lockheed. And of General Electric.
Oh, yippee, yippee, yo, yo.
And war profiteers the planet over.
Someday, I'll be dead, yo, yo.
So you see, it's all good, kids. Just go watch a football game or something. Don't worry about it. Most Americans believe that Assad of Syria has now launched two chemical weapons attacks against his own people. They believe this in spite of the thoroughly established fact that the first attack was a false flag attack that was probably backed by Western intelligence sources, and that the first attack had also been partly financed and armed by Turkish and other sources, and that it had been coordinated by the Islamic opposition forces. The second alleged chemical weapons attack didn't actually even happen at all, but it was the result of a Russian airstrike that accidentally hit an opposition stockpile consisting of a variety of toxic chemicals. But this collection of chemicals was dominated by chlorine rather than sarin. And what is widely known everywhere except in the United States is that Assad, while a thoroughly nasty piece of work, was guilty of neither of these particular crimes. However, in spite of those proven and easily verifiable facts, the American media continues to work with the unquestioned assumption that Assad launched two chemical weapons attacks against civilians. And according to the Rump, he was planning on a third until the Rump let Assad know that he was on to his game. And then, the Rump's super secret source informed him that Assad had thereafter backed down in the face of the Rump's threats. Well, Seymour Hersh recently ran an expose which had to run in Die Welt in Germany since no American newspaper would touch it, wherein Mr. Hersh reports that the Rump knew full well that last so-called gas attack was complete BS when, against the advice of all his military advisors, the Rump launched that missile strike against that Syrian airbase. Supposedly in retaliation for the sarin gas attack that never actually happened. What did happen was that the Syrians used a Russian-provided smart bomb to target an ISIS leadership meeting. However, unbeknownst to the Russians or to the Syrians, the ISIS-held building also had stores of chlorine in the basement, which is a poison gas itself. And there were also some stocks of fertilizer and herbicides, which, when burned, release some sarin-like neurotoxins. witnesses reported seeing a cloud of gas. But the fact is that Saren is invisible. And the fact is that Saren does not explode. Saren is simply released into the atmosphere where it does its killing silently and unseen. It was the release of the chlorine that killed many of the Syrian victims in that second attack, not Saren. And Mr. Hirsch has exposed the fact that the Russians actually contacted the U.S. about this bombing raid before it even happened, in order to make sure that no U.S. personnel would be in the building. And therefore, the Americans had known from the beginning that this was no sarin gas attack. However, now the rump has accused Assad of merely planning an attack. If they can get away with accusing someone of merely planning an attack without having to actually go to all the trouble, expense, and risk of actually mounting an actual attack, then the rump is both saving us a lot of tax dollars, and he is avoiding the potential embarrassment of having a reporter like Seymour Hirsch exposing all of the lies, cover-ups, and deceptions that are necessary when actually launching a false flag attack. So you see, kids, it's all good. Joy, joy. Happy, happy. Is a word used to describe an action, a state, or an occurrence. A verb requires action. Means it's time to get to work, kids. And that's it for the news and commentary section. For this week's music show, I'm going to feature a southern rock band from the 70s. This is Molly Hatchet. Enjoy. Thank you.
song to sing. A wise man told me there's something you should know. The way you judge a man as you look into his soul, and you'll soon see everything. A voice from the past cried, give peace a chance. He paid our price, now he's free at last. And the magic, we call him a dreamer. Children cry till we suffer no more sadness. Stop the madness. Oh,
That was The Fall of the Peacekeepers from Molly Hatchet. That's it for this week's show, except for 6 minutes for KHUH and Free Radio Olympia listeners. The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way, is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day. And you may want to grab a pen or something, because I'm about to give you some information. If you like what you hear here on the Thunderbolt, then the Thunderbolt archives are stored at dana98501.wordpress.com. That's DANA98501, which is the Downtown Olympia zip code, .wordpress.com. And if you would like to continue hearing the Thunderbolt, you can contribute to our cause at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. And
thank you very much.